Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Charlie Panky, Sierra Rig Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us again here today. We hope that Sierra is in your view today or is in your plans, and we're so excited to have you here wherever you're listening in today. We have a special guest with us again this week, and we're super excited to to introduce to you Steven Sashin. He's a founder and visionary between, I call it Zero Shoes. Did I say it right, Steven? Yeah. Zero Shoes, is that how you say it? Okay, it's X-E-R-O. Zero Shoes, they're a company I got to meet in Denver at the OMA Outdoor Show last month, and got to put them on my feet and give some trial last month. So I asked
Steven. Wait, you can't just stop there. You put them on your feet.
Oh, I'm going to tell a whole story on them. I love them. These are becoming my everyday shoe, and I've got a camp pair for backpacking this year I'm going to share with you too. But Steven, your story stuck out to me at the OMA. I took off my dress shoes and walked on your little floor with the different things. And be honest, when I first saw them, I went, okay, these are weird. I'm a backpacker. This is not what I was looking for. But the team was great, and they let me feel. And the first thing that caught my eye was they're light, and they're super flexible. And so before I ever knew anything about barefoot, and I already had some kind of thoughts about barefoot, period, I go, man, I got to try these out and see what they're all about. So thank you for joining me today. I don't know where home office is at. Are you in Colorado?
We're right in between Denver and Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, thanks for joining me today. How are you doing?
Good. Like every day around this time, I could use a nap, but otherwise no complaints.
It's about the mid-afternoon nap time for me. I understand. Yeah. Get a little piece of chocolate.
We should be living somewhere where siesta is part of our lifestyle. That's all I'm saying.
I'm voting for you next time you're in charge. Okay.
Okay, perfect.
Very cool. So, if you guys don't know who Zero Shoes, and Steven, interrupt me and I'll let you introduce the company. Zero Shoes is a shoe company. It's built on the idea of no incline, right? So flat foot, is that right?
Well, I'll do the interruption part.
Please, go ahead.
What I like to say is with Zero Shoes, you get to feel what you've been missing. And what that is natural comfort, performance, and health. And the way we do that is we make shoes that are inspired by what your body is meant to do without getting in the way. So the first thing is, I mean, compared to a typical shoe, and I'm using a performance shoe just for the fun of it. If people aren't watching, that's cool. I'll describe it's got a pointy toe box. So the thing I like to say to people is next time you're putting on your shoe, before you put on your shoe, look at the shape of your foot. Look at the shape of the toe box of your shoe. And if you're about to shove a foot shaped thing called your foot into a non-foot shaped thing, ask yourself, what problems might this be creating at the end, by the end of the day? So that's part one. Part two, just like you said, most shoes, they have an elevated heel that messes with your posture, tips you a little forward. You have to lean back somewhere, somehow, with your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back. That puts strain on those joints because they're not made for that. Everything we do is also super flexible. You have a quarter of the bones and joints of your whole body and your feet and ankles, and that's designed so they can move and bend and flex and be agile and be able to adapt to whatever terrain you're on. So all of our stuff is super, super flexible. Also really, really lightweight, as you alluded to. So you're carting around less weight on your feet. And our soles are designed to give you traction and protection, but also they're backed with a 5,000-mile sole warranty. So we made things really, really durable. Now, really quickly, for anyone who goes, oh, barefoot, I'm not going to do that. Great. I'm not going to talk you into it. That's not my goal. I will give you two reasons to consider adding something like what we do into your footwear arsenal for important reasons, but I'm not going to tell you, oh, you just got to stop wearing whatever you're wearing and start wearing our things. I mean, yeah, a lot of people do that, but I'm not going to say that's, you know, the goal. It's not. My goal is to give you something that's helpful. That's going to be, I mean, there's, you know, another thing about our soles, by the way, they're thin enough that you're also, in addition to giving you protection and traction, they're thin enough that they're letting those nerve endings in your soles, of which you have more nerve endings in your soles than anywhere else but your fingertips and lips. That's telling your brain what you're stepping on, stepping in, so it knows how to effectively move you across whatever terrain you're in.
If I can interrupt you, that's it. Super. One of the things that first caught my attention, I have the Sunrise Camp shoe they sent me, and I have a landscape backyard, and the dogs and cats like to go out and play, but I like to go out with them. And that was one of the first things I noticed is that when I stepped off the porch with them onto the rock, that I could, it wasn't like the painful, like I was barefoot, so I had the protection, but I could feel the ground in every step. And it really reminded me of kind of walking barefoot, the grass. I can feel the undulation of the grass underneath my foot. And I was like, oh, that's really fascinating. You don't see that in my shoes or whatever.
My favorite line has come from a number of basketball players that we've been working with who say, when I wear your shoes, I'm using my whole foot. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and like five of them said that spontaneously, which I thought was really, really brilliant. So, and like you mentioned, you know, the shoe that you talk about is literally a camp shoe. It's super thin, super lightweight. You can roll it up. I mean, everything we make, you can roll up. But in fact, let me here jump into it now. If you like whatever you're wearing for whatever you're doing, keep wearing that. But there's research showing that just wearing shoes like ours and just walking in them builds foot strength as much as doing a foot exercise program. Mm-hmm. And for people who are runners, there's research showing that that foot exercise program reduces the risk of running injury by up to 250% over the course of a year. So if you're a runner or a hiker or whatever, you know, wear whatever you want if it feels like the right thing to do, but then add something like this in to build foot strength, to get used to, you know, natural balance, agility, and mobility, and that'll help you wear your other things. In fact, I just thought of something funny. A friend of mine, she's a surgical podiatrist, did a course called Catwalk Confidential. It was how to walk in high heels, but it had nothing to do with how to walk in high heels. It was all a foot exercise program to make your feet strong enough to tolerate high heels.
Ah, very good.
So similar idea.
That makes sense. So let me back up real quick, just so a little backstory that I know about you is that you are a master's All-American sprinter, and you wore your first sandal. Let's say you created your first sandal, right, as you were –
well,
outdoor runner. It's
well, no, so I stopped sprinting in high school when everyone else got taller than me, and I, our track coach was the science teacher who was not a track coach, and so so I got back into sprinting 16 years ago and change when I was 45, and I spent 2 years getting injured nonstop. And finally, a friend of mine who's a world champion cross-country runner, which again, I was living in Boulder, Colorado, saying world champion runner is another way of saying my neighbor, because they're
my neighbor. Right? Got you. Okay.
Yeah. I'm literally, out of all the people I train with, I'm the only one without a world championship title. So so he suggested I try running barefoot. Again, not saying you should do that, but he said, see if you learn anything from running barefoot. And what I learned was that I had a form problem that I couldn't feel in a regular shoe. And in when you're running barefoot, bad form hurts. Good form feels good. And if you pay attention to why something might be hurting, it'll naturally change your gait because your brain is not going to want you to keep doing something that's painful. And so that natural change made my injuries go away and I became faster. So I've been a Masters All-American sprinter, one of the fastest guys in my age group in the country for the last 15 years. So I run the 60 meters indoors, 100 meters outdoors. And so yeah, I'm like the 20th, 25th fastest guy in the country right now.
Very, well, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. And I saw that, I forget your wife's name. Is it Luna or Lena?
Lena.
Lena. She is an outdoor hiker. She's an avid outdoor person herself. So do you get out on trails with her and do some trail running or just hiking around?
Mostly hiking. I mean, I'll occasionally break out into a run for the fun of it, but by and large hiking. And, you know, she has a great story where the first thing we sold was a do-it-yourself sandal making kit, like 4 millimeters of rubber and how to lace it on your foot the way people have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years since the beginning of humans wearing footwear. It's basically the same idea. And so I made a pair for her and she sort of patted me on the head, like, you know, like giving your mom a baseball glove. It's not a real present, but she decided to wear them anyway. And after a couple of weeks decided to put on her hiking sandals and took two steps and went, I can't feel the ground and they weigh a ton. This isn't going to work. So we started hiking in our shoes. And in fact, we have a shoe. Oh, here. This is our Aqua X Sport. So it's a trail friendly sole with a really crazy breathable upper that's just like full of holes. Water doesn't drain out of it. Water shoots out of it. So this is the thing that she wears all summer. And on a lot of the trails around us, you've got to go through a little stream somewhere and you'll watch all the people trying to figure out the problem and how to cross without stepping on anything that's going to send him into the water. And she just walks across the water. Well, walks through the water, not across the water. That's a whole other thing. And then as soon as she takes the first step out, there's water shooting out, and a couple steps later, they're basically dry.
Yeah, so, the first pair I picked up from you guys was the a scrambler mid, the low profile. Yeah. And that was one of my first thoughts on it. It's like, hey, I'm worried about toe protection. It's the only thing I'm worried about here in the Sierra. But other than that, going, the sole is so, you know, flexible, but it's durable. It's got this durable traction to it. I'm going, man, it's going to be great, like going across granite. But I thought about going across rivers, going, man, this would be great just across a river. Walk in and go, you know?
It is. I'll tell you something funny. There's a group of six women who are going to row around Great Britain. It's a thing they're doing called Sea Change, S-E-A, change, but also the homonym of S-E-E, because they're doing it to collect data on all the pollution and all the environmental problems around in the waters around there. And I just sent them the Aqua Export, and they said, this is what we're going to wear on the entire row.
Fantastic. I mean,
which is super, super fun. I'm really excited about that.
That is a lot of fun. I got your, you know, the media kit from you guys. You have a bunch of new shoes, brand new in 2024. You want to introduce a couple of those to the
Well, I mean, I'll do the ones. Wait, I don't even know if I have them all here because I wasn't smart enough to bring them back.
Oh, you know, that's no problem.
I'm just checking here. I'll have to describe them because I literally don't have them behind me.
No problem.
We have, there's three. You mentioned the Scrambler Low, which, wait, maybe I have one of those here. Yep. So the Scrambler is a product that we made in conjunction with Michelin, the company that makes tires for your cars and your two-wheeled vehicles as well. And there's a material or product they made. It's called Fiberlite. So it's a rubber layer with a fiber layer in the middle of it, which mm-hmm. makes it crazy, crazy flexible, but really, really strong. And it's got this incredible tread inspired by their mountain bike tires. So yep. we've got a mid-height version of this, which is a great day hiker. And then we have a fully waterproof version of that same shoe. So we have the Scrambler Mid 2 and the Scrambler Mid 2 WP for waterproof. So those okay. are the two really interesting ones. We've also got the flip side of that. So this is a product called the Ridgeway, and this is a fully waterproof hiking boot as well. It's just got a great retro look. So it's great with a pair of jeans, whatever else you want to wear. So you wear it on the trail and then keep it on for the evening. So this one, again, fully waterproof. People asked, well, what about for the summer? So we made a low top version of this one. A low top version of this one as well. It's called the Ridgeway Mesh Low. So it's a nice breathable mesh, still that, you know, a nice grippy tread that we developed. Mm-hmm. In fact, backing up to the Scrambler, the mid-height Scrambler, it's a hiking boot. Mm-hmm. It's been reviewed twice as one of the top trail running shoes because it's so lightweight and so flexible. And we had people who just take it on a trail to hike and then found themselves going, I think I'm going to run. And then they did. So those are the biggies. And then if you want something, again, that's not up on the wall because I'm a bonehead.
Right. That's okay. I didn't tell you ahead of time.
We've also got a product called two slip-ons, one called the Dylan Canvas slip-on and the other called mm-hmm. the Kona. And they're both, you know, just a great shoe for walking around. The
Kona looks great. It's a nice, fashionable, you know, shoe. It's like nice.
Yeah, it's delightful. Yeah. And then last but not least, back to our original roots, and that's partly the Tarahumara Indians in Mexico. We have a new sandal. So we have a number of sandals that are trail mm-hmm. friendly. And this one's called the H Trail, H because of the Huarache, H-U-A-R-A-C-H-E, sandals that okay. people might have read about in Born to Run. And so it's a thong style sandal, but don't be dismayed because what we have is this really cool adjustment system that holds the thing around your ankle so you don't get the pressure points you get with a flip-flop. And of course, if you don't want anything between your toes anyway, we have a sport sandal version of that same product, which is right there, the Z-Trail.
Those are great.
And that's kind of the whole line.
That's fantastic. I've been watching those online and stuff, and obviously I've been using the Scrambler myself. I do about 3 miles a day with my dog. And that's become my walking shoe right now. And I haven't got up in the mountains yet, so it's still coming on the review on that. But
yeah,
just a simple getting used to, you know, wearing, not having an incline under my foot, the lightness. I mean, my wife laughs because I always come home and the first thing I do is kick my shoes off because they're just heavy and hot, right? And you say on your videos, and I can attest to it, I'll come in the house, feed the dog, walk to the office, and 30 minutes later, I still get shoes on, and it's like, you never wear your shoes because I like wearing my socks, right? I like being barefoot. She goes, I know, but you can't tell they're on your feet because my, you know, it is a wider toe box, which I love.
Yep.
And then it just, they don't feel like they're there, really, be honest with you.
No, we've literally had people get into bed still wearing their shoes because they forgot they were on. One of our sales guys was at a trade show and he was having lunch and he said, well, I better put my shoes back on and get back to the booth. And he looks down and he's wearing the shoes.
Wearing the shoes, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. They sent me the sunrise slippers because that's why I told him. I says, you know, backpacking shoes. Right now, I hook a pair of shoes on just because that's my backpacking vice is I like a pair of nice, comfortable camp shoes, right?
Yeah.
And so so I said, I'm looking forward to slipping those on. That's going to be great. You know,
oh, yeah.
No socks, just barefoot in the slipper, but I can walk around the pine needles and jump
and
in
again,
the lake.
And it's like, you know, hike in whatever you think you need to hike in. And then as soon as you can, get out of those, get into something that lets you – I say it's get into something that lets you have some active recovery mm-hmm. and also build some strength and just let your feet take a rest.
Absolutely. The one thing I was going to ask you about, you said, so you said injuries, you know, people were trail running, they get a lot of injuries. That makes a lot of sense. Hikers, we see the same thing, strain muscles early season. We're coming into spring season. You know, how long does it take a traditional body or normal body to kind of adjust to the difference of the shoe. Like I noticed about 3 days in that my calf muscles were tight after doing a 3 mile walk. Cause I'm walking a different angle, I assume.
Yeah.
Now I'm well over that now and I'm super comfortable.
Yeah.
But it was just for one day. And it could have been, I was changing my gait. I was going too fast or what it was.
Well, it could be a number of things. And I don't have a simple answer because it's different for every person.
Okay. But
typically not very long. And the idea is, think of it like going to the gym. If you haven't been for a few months, you don't go back and do the same workout you were doing before. You know, when you switch into shoes like ours, you're using muscles, ligaments, and tendons that you may not have ever used, or you're not using, you know, normally. And so there's going to be just a little adjustment period. I say, just start small. You know, if you're normally doing 3 miles a day, don't do 3 miles. Don't just switch. Oh, look, if you had whatever normal shoe you have and you needed a new pair, you wouldn't go back to doing whatever you're doing the day before in that new pair because you know you have to, quote, break them in. Mm-hmm. Well, zero shoes, you don't have to break in. You just have to get you used to using your body correctly, the way it's been meant to be used. And so if you've been used to having a big high heel, what's happened is that you're not using your Achilles fully. It's not stretching fully. And you've taught your brain that's as far as it can go. When you get into a flat shoe, your brain is going, whoa, 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 hold on. And it's going to tighten up a little bit because it doesn't know that it's safe yet. So if you do a little bit, like, you know, a couple minutes tops, if you're walking for running, I say like 20 to 30 seconds and see how you feel the next day. And then just build up slowly, you know, use fun as your guide, use comfort as your guide, and just let yourself, my wife says, we're not a medical device, we're a coach, and you want to listen to the coach, and the coach is going to tell you what you're doing. Because again, good form feels good, bad form feels bad. And I will give like this one weird tip, especially for people who are on trails. So we have a lot of hills in our back, right behind our house. And so I walk the dog every day and going up and down a bunch of hills. And I started doing this thing going up hills that is really, well, I'll be honest, it makes you look like a total dork. But if nobody else is around, who cares? And it's a way to go up hills with almost no effort whatsoever. Okay. So imagine your right foot is on the ground, your left foot is about to swing forward. As your right foot's on the ground, twist your upper body to the left. Okay. Then your left foot, don't swing it out in front of you. Let it just come down underneath you. And with your body twisted, it's going to come down kind of right underneath your center of mass, especially because you're going up a hill. Okay. And then as your left foot is planted, twist back to the right. And what that does is your right leg, the right hip flexor has been stretched when you were twisting to the left. It's going to kind of release like a band, rubber band, and it'll let your leg swing forward just enough to plant itself on the ground on the hill right underneath your center of mass. And you're just twisting left and right and using just that stretch in your hip flexor to move you. It's a wild way of getting up a hill, literally with almost no effort. It's wild.
And that's about how I'll have to go try to be a dork a little more than I already am. I'll try that out. Because the hip flexors, I know that's, you know, in hiking, that's one of those muscles you get to camp. You're always trying to stretch out because you're tired for the day or whatever.
Yeah. So, and it's mostly because you're lifting this heavy thing at the bottom of your foot too much instead of using that stretch reflex that takes no energy.
Oh, fascinating.
You have to let me know how that goes.
I appreciate that.
I've been talking about it for a couple of months and no one has gotten back to me yet saying, holy crap, that's amazing.
It's amazing, right? Well, let me switch gears for you a little bit. Let's go a little bit outdoors for your outdoor life. You guys do a little bit of trail there in Colorado, I assume. Tell me about your outdoor life. What do you guys like to do? Your trail walkers, hikers, you know, 20 miles a weekend. You know, what's your jam?
Yeah, Lena has some energy things, so she's not a 20 miler person. Yeah. And I'm a sprinter by trade. So I do about 5 miles a day, just again, walking the dog on all the trails behind our house. And then when it's nice out, there are a handful of trails all around us. I mean, we could literally walk from where we are to Boulder on some trails that are groomed, some that are paved, some that are not. And it's about 12, 14 miles. So that's a totally doable thing. We haven't done it yet. We've done like half of it.
Have you been out to the Sierra at all?
No, I want to again, but I know myself. There's two things. A, I'm a sprinter, so I do very short, very fast. And B, I am competitive as shit. So I actually was getting some physical therapy recently, and I've got a spine problem. And my PT was having me do some very aggressive stuff that, you know, if she says do 15 reps of this, I'll do 15 or I'll pass out trying. And, and the other PTs in the office said, we've never seen anyone like commit as hard as you. And I said, I'm really competitive.
Yeah. So, we'll get some Lake Tahoe marathons out here. It's kind of flat.
Here's my line. You know, we've had some of our retailers say, why don't you come and, you know, go for a couple mile run with us? I went, yeah, I don't do that.
You don't do that. It's all sprint. Miles. Exactly. Said,
okay. Why don't we go to the track and you run a 13-second 100 with me, and then we'll go run your 2 miles. They go, well, I can't do it. 13 seconds.
Gotcha.
I go, right. I can't run for 3 miles. I mean, I can, but you know, it's not fun for me.
Very good. So I'm going to, let me circle back one more thing on your website. And if you go check their website out at the justzeroshoes.com, you guys have a video of Shark Tank on there.
Yes, we
do. And I watched that video. It didn't go as you'd hoped. You know, no, not to be a spoiler for anybody, but you have it on your website still. I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, we walking in and we taped this in, well, aired in 2013, January 2013, then again in June. And going into the show, we read the autobiographies of all the sharks. And so we knew Robert was a runner. So we thought he'd be hip to what we're doing.
Yeah.
We knew that Damon was, you know, into fashion and footwear. Yep. We knew that Mark Cuban had actually pitched a minimalist shoe that Skechers had made. So he was hip to what we were doing.
Right.
And we knew Barbara was just a brilliant marketer. And we thought that she'd kind of get the idea as well. She was living in Florida at the time. And, you know, we had a do-it-yourself sandal kit that was really fun. And then we weren't really thinking about Kevin too much.
Right.
And everybody went out, but Kevin made us a unbelievably lowball offer.
Yep.
such a lowball offer that we actually forgot he even made it. And Robert had to remind us. And by the way, here's an inside thing that I'm probably not allowed to say. So my wife and I have a debate about whether she said something that I remember her saying or not.
Okay.
So when we remembered that Kevin made us an offer, Lena says to him brilliantly, she says, so are you bringing anything to this other than money? And he says, well, you know, I'm a smart businessman. I got a good Rolodex. And I remember her saying, so nothing. but suffice it to say, we put it on there because it tells the beginning of our story. I mean, we have grown a lot since then. Then again, we had a do-it-yourself sandal making kit. Now we have 57 styles of casual and performance shoes, boots, and sandals that people That's wear incredible. For everything from taking a walk to running ultra marathons to everything in between.
So people are just using them in every segment of their life.
Everything. You know. It's crazy. We have the same shoe has been reviewed and worn by a 10-year-old kid, 108-year-old lady in Elle magazine and an Outside magazine. It's like, what the? So, you know, we have a lot of different products that a lot of people use for a lot of different reasons, many of which we never even dreamed of, including a bunch of Olympians, a bunch of pro athletes,
right.
People who play Dance Dance Revolution. Apparently,
that's hilarious.
So, yeah.
So where's the future going in this? You obviously have awoken an industry, if you will, of you know, this type of footwear. I mean, I see now that I'm recognizing you guys, obviously I see all the competitors now seem like they pop up even on your website. You talk about fault sites and stuff, right? So Amazon, all the things pop up. So where's the future for life for you guys?
Let's just say in 2009, 2010, the whole idea of, you know, barefoot running and natural movement, it just peaked out of nowhere. It came mostly from the book Born to Run and from research from Dan Lieberman at Harvard showing that runners who are in bare feet don't apply the same kind of force into the ground and they have fewer injuries as a result. And then it petered out for a while, or so people thought. We were still growing 50% plus, you know, year over year. And what's happened in the last few years is if you use Google Trends, you can see the number of people searching for barefoot shoes. It's now at an all-time high. It's up like 500% in the last 4 years. And so we have helped build this awareness that your body is meant to be able to use your feet naturally. You don't need orthotics or, you know, insoles or arch support. And people are going to argue with that one. I'm just going to say, let me do this really quickly. Put your arm in a cast, it comes out weaker. Put your foot in a cast, it comes out weaker. There's research that backs this up. If you think you need an orthotic, that's great. Put on some of our shoes, wear them for like 5 minutes a day until you can maybe do that. Then you can do 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. And you might find that you either can trim down your orthotic because you're not going to be moving in the way that needs it, or you might be able to get rid of it after a few months. Who knows? But suffice it to say, this whole natural movement thing, people realized stronger feet are better than weak feet. We're getting a lot of professional athletes who realize this. I just saw a tweet from one of the Williams sisters saying, someone asked, what's changed in your training? It's like, oh, I'm doing all these foot exercises now for stronger feet. Mm-hmm. It's important. Same thing in the NBA, same thing in the NFL. We've had guys from the pitching staff or the pitching team for the Dodgers who've been wearing our shoes for years. So we're seeing just more and more people getting the understanding that there's a value in letting your body do what it's made to do. Use it or lose it. Use it to get stronger. Yeah. Lose it. It doesn't. You know.
I mean, last summer, I was telling the guys at Denver. Is that, you know, I can't remember who wrote the article. I didn't go look for it, but I had read a medical article about the value of just walking barefoot.
Yeah.
Like in your backyard, just go out. Yeah. And then I just watch a YouTube video and get a doctor's same thing talking about spend 5 minutes a day walking in your backyard barefoot. I said you'd be amazed what benefits that is.
Yeah.
You know, to your health, and I really. The story kind of latched onto me when you guys were talking to me. I was like, oh yeah, I know this to be true.
Yeah.
Just never tried it. Right. Never put them on my foot. Tried it. And I'll tell you my favorite experience so far, but I mean, I love them every day. I wear them every day is just putting them on at the airport. I forgot to go to the show because they gave me a pair to take home. So I took off my shoes and put them in a bag and slipped those on. I was like, those are the best airport shoes ever made. It's like, no.
I will tell you, I used to take off my shoes to go through the TSA line and then never put them back on. I got on the airplane or even then. And then I just stopped wearing them to begin with. Once I got to the airport, I had them in my bag. So
it was that wide toe box, right? When your foot feels that width at the toe. Mm-hmm. That's what's made an impression to me. It's like,
and to be clear, like there's some brands like New Balance that say they make a wider toe box. It's wider at the ball of your foot, but then gets pointy. So, so it's wider and more foot shaped is what we do.
Okay.
And the game, frankly, or the balancing act when we do that is to make something that still looks like a normal shoe and doesn't look clownishly wide.
Exactly. Yeah. I love them. I'm a big fan of them already. And I promised you that we would keep within 30 minutes here. So I don't want to be respectful of your time, our audience out there too. Anything you'd like to share about Zero Shoes coming up or anything that's going on right now?
We're about to announce a partnership with a major fitness chain because their top trainers were like, these things changed my life. We need to talk. Right. And so they reached out to us and we're very excited about that. The simple thing is you can find us I'll do this in a weird way. If you're in the EU, maybe people are, go to zeroshoes.eu. If you're in the UK, go to zeroshoes.co.uk. If you're anywhere else, go to zeroshoes.com and it's X-E-R-O shoes. Yep. And of course you can follow us on social media, either at @zeroshoes or /zeroshoes, wherever you happen to at or slash. You can find our store locator in the upper right-hand corner. We're in about 500 or 600 stores worldwide. And more coming on almost every week. So if you don't see somewhere near you, let us know and we'll reach out to some of the people near you and see if we can make that happen.
That's great. We actually featured your newest 2024 lines in our magazine. It just dropped last week. Thanks. So we had a page in there and we'll be doing some more on CREC magazine as well.
Thanks.
As a team. So Stephen, so at the end of the day here, we have three questions we like to ask our guests and just kind of fun personal life questions here. So if you don't mind, kind of rapid style. So envision your bag is packed and you have a week off and you get to go outdoors someplace. It can be a favorite destination you always go to or a place you're dreaming to go spend outdoors. I know you're just a short distance runner, but where are you and your wife headed?
Anywhere that's got a hot springs at the end of it.
Hot springs. You loved Nevada. Then you got to come out my way. We got lots of, hot springs out here. Yeah. So I like that. We got a lot of hot springers that follow the CREC magazine too. That's good. All right. Second one. I'm a big foodie. So when I go hiking, I always look for the favorite place to get a cheeseburger and milkshake. So here's my question for you. It's like, what's your favorite food when you go traveling or snack that you just have to have?
Well, that's a tricky one because during COVID, I was always a decent cook, but now I can outcook all my favorite restaurants.
Oh.
So I make homemade pizza every Sunday. I'll make homemade pasta. I've gotten really good at Thai and Chinese and Italian. So homemade,
you don't like cooking then, huh?
Yeah, I really do. It's a lot of fun.
Homemade pizza is awesome.
Homemade pizza. Well, and I do Neapolitan, New York, and Detroit style.
Nice.
So I'm not messing around.
Not messing around at all.
But except for that Chicago deep dish crap, that's, you know, that doesn't count. That's not pizza.
I like it. All right. Then final, what piece of gear is in your gear bag and that you never leave home without? For example, like I never leave home without a map. I like having maps with me. So.
God, that's a really good question. I mean, obviously, other than if I'm, depending on where I'm going, whichever other pair of Zero shoes I think I might need, but more often than not, I only need one. So I don't know that I have anything. you know, like some sort of protein bar, kind of something, bag of nuts, map. I mean, come on. Who needs a map?
I love paper maps. I do not like being lost, and the phone doesn't work in the wilderness. Okay.
My memory about paper maps is when I used to do a lot of driving, and I would look on a paper map and find all these weird little detours to find like some wild animal park that's some guy's backyard. Those are my
same thing when I'm in the canyons. I go, hey, look at, you don't know how many times I've almost walked past the lake I didn't know was there, and I look at, hey, there's a lake right up here. I'm gonna look up and see it. So
yes, paper map, long lost art of using them.
There is. So, hey, Will, we thank you so much for joining us today. We're just getting started on the podcast, but we'll have this on SierraRecMagazine.com. If you're following us along and you're planning to get to Sierra this weekend, check out Steven's story. I really recommend their shoes. I've enjoyed them. I've had them for a month, and I'm a big fan. Steven, I hope you guys the great success with your newest lines in 2024. And if you get a chance to come out Tahoe and Sierra, you have to look us up. We'd love to meet. So
absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Very good. Everyone that's listening, thank you for joining us today. Hope the Sierra's in your plans this week or soon. Check us out at SierraRecMagazine.com for discovering more of the Sierra this week. Have a good day.